You'd be hard-pressed to find a more reliably Republican religious group than Mormons, let alone a more reliably Republican state than Utah. The last time Utah voted for a Democrat for president was in 1964. But as we have heard over and over, this is a year when conventional wisdom about politics is getting tossed on its head. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports from northern Utah.
The historic tabernacle in downtown Logan, Utah, is a staple of everyday life for Mormons in Cache County, like Jonathan Choate.
I've performed up there many times. I'm a singer, so okay. We always do a Messiah performance.
Conservative Republican politics is also a staple for many of this area's Mormon families, which is why heads turned when Choate and a colleague abruptly resigned from the Cache County GOP's executive committee because the party refused to publicly condemn Donald Trump.
He is a charismatic leader who I think is clinically narcissistic. And his core is whatever he wants it to be at a given moment, whatever's going to get him the power and attention.
Choate is a friendly 40-year-old man with a booming voice. His bushy red beard extends down to his chest. He runs an IT business and leans libertarian. He says as a Latter-day Saint, his decision to leave the GOP altogether can be blamed on what he calls Trump's divisive rhetoric on race and religion.
The LDS Church has a recent memory of being divided out based on religion and being driven from the United States. At the time the LDS Church came to Utah, it was not the United States. They literally had to flee the country.
Choate's opinions on Trump are shared by enough Utah Mormons that two recent polls have shown Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton remarkably in a dead heat here. There's also growing support for the Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson. And for sure, there are still a lot of undecideds, like Gina Worthen. She's Jonathan Choate's former colleague, the vice chair of the Cache County Republicans, and a proud stay-at-home mom.
You know, and I agree with what they said about Trump. He's at the bottom of my favorite people list.
But Worthen refused to resign or leave the party. There are just too many good candidates down ticket, she says, and she's trying to convince fellow Republicans that they can still turn out, but just leave the presidential box blank. She might.
I think that people in Utah really do look at character. I think it's a Mormon culture. We don't like lying. We don't like cheating. We want people of good character.
This rift is a complicated one. So many Mormon Republicans will tell you they want to be loyal to their party, its tradition. But for the first time in generations, their politics and their faith are colliding.
Okay.
Walking into Jana Lee Tobias's house, 2 hours away in a Salt Lake City suburb, the first thing you see is a wrought iron sculpture of two revolvers and the words, "We don't dial 911. She admires Trump's recent pro-gun statements, and she doesn't like what she's seeing up in Cache County.
By them resigning, and they're saying they're going to vote for third party, and they resign from the Republican Party, they're traitors.
Tobias calls herself an outlier, a Trump Mormon for time and all eternity, as she recently posted to Facebook. It's a Mormon expression referencing marriage in the temple.
And I started getting this really, like, it's in my message box, and even people, how can you be a Trump Mormon? And I'm like, why? If you listen to his speeches, you will be inspired that he wants to make America great again.
Tobias thinks Mormons will come around on Trump after the convention next week. He's a family man, she says, who doesn't drink. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Salt Lake City.